following is a presentation of ComedyVoices.com.
Hi, everybody. It's Caitlyn Jenner here on Race Wars today with my sassy girlfriend, Yamanika. Bye.
It is what we do, baby.
This is Race Wars. Race
Wars. I have the power.
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch.
Race Wars.
Race Wars, we back, baby. We back in the building. Kurt just ran out to use the bathroom right when we got on the air. The white man is the devil. Yamanika's here. Yamanika Saunders. Thanks for joining us, Yami.
I'm back, bitches.
There we go. Whoever's on mic control, turn that down.
Turning down, Mike.
Kyle Dunnigan's in the building.
Oh, hello, everybody.
Yes, we're gonna have some fun today, man. I just enjoyed the Wiz Khalifa song so much just now. It was so black, it ran Kurt out of the room. He ran out of the room with his pale, pasty body. Here he comes. Oh, Kurt. Did We Them Boys chase you out the room?
Did I miss We Them Boys?
No, well, you ran out the room when it came on.
Because I told you it was my turn
right to
pick a song. And my friend Fletcher, do you remember the whitest man in the world, Fletcher McTaggart?
Oh, yeah, Fletcher McTaggart. Yeah, yeah. He's a friend of the show.
He's
the whitest man. Is that Fletcher? There he is. Let him in. Let Fletcher in.
Fletcher, come on in, buddy.
Ooh,
let him in. God have mercy.
I'm sorry, I was parking my car out front, and there was a scary man. Won't say what he looked like, but I stayed in my car for a few extra minutes.
Wait, so what, a person of ethnicity?
Yes, he was a person of a darker persuasion. We don't know exactly what he was. But the point is, I was terrified, and I stayed in my car.
I wish he would have dragged you right out of that car.
Was he doing anything suspicious, nice Fletcher?
No, yes, he was. He was walking down the street.
And that way they walk, yeah.
Mm.
You know the way.
It was more of a vibe than him doing something.
Yeah. It's a very sexual walk.
Listen, how long is this racist-ass vaudeville shit going to go on? Because I got shit to do.
Fletcher,
well, you don't like racism? You don't like racist vaudeville?
No. Is this my word or yours?
You come in here with that Meredith Vieira attitude.
I know.
I'm feeling uncomfortable.
Right in your daytime
which
TV
is
going to
change in about 8 weeks.
I just saw you on Meredith Vieira yesterday or today, this morning.
Maybe it's supposed to be every day. That's why we can't stay on the air, because motherfuckers catch us one day and not the next.
Kurt,
people not watching. Wasn't watching it?
Kurt?
Yeah.
How long is the sassy black woman going to be?
No, I was going to say, that's when you said Meredith Vieira attitude, I did know, because I'm sure Yami looks good on TV.
Yes, she does. Really,
thank you.
They do you up real nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw Meredith Vieira, because you know, one time I warmed up Who Wants to Be a Millionaire when she
is
hosted.
Meredith the most unfuckable woman, like,
She's very sexy.
Okay, she's not.
She's
sexy.
Not very
no,
sexy.
No, are you kidding me? Hold we up. Have people writing about her legs. She has gorgeous legs.
I know, but listen, look, first of all.
Shut Nick. Up, Sherrod.
What are you talking about?
Let me just tell you this, what happened.
She has gorgeous legs.
I was
legs.
Warming up Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, the daytime one, okay? And it's a big circular kind of thing. And also,
I did that for a year and a half.
Yeah. Gotta get them laughing before the show.
A year.
Yeah.
With I'm Regis.
Well, you just give out t-shirts. That's how you call it.
I did it with
down.
Regis.
But
this was during 9/11. That's when I did it.
Oh,
so
wow.
It was like we had the whole audience was all first responders in uniforms. Like for weeks we had that.
Were they cool?
And I had to make them laugh. And I had to, it was dope.
Well, I'm not good at it. So but I had, you know, I burned through my clean material pretty quickly over the course of this job.
And, wait, but when you mention your name, that's all your clean material.
Yeah, I know. Hi, I'm Kurt Metzger. Who wants a t-shirt? That's all we had. And I didn't realize what demons these people are for, like, a shirt. Like, if one person got a shirt,
serious.
An old lady would be cursing me out.
Yeah.
And so then the crowd started to turn on me. And then I look over at Meredith Vieira, and she made this frowny face at her face crinkled up. Dude, I had no idea how many lines this bitch had. Just this squinty, angry look.
Listen!
Wait, Yami, this is 10 years ago.
But she has sexy legs, right?
I don't know what. I don't know who you describe, and the woman that I see every day is a foxy lady.
Well, what I saw was an ent from Lord of the Rings. Well, anyway, so I was on my way out, I go to get paid, and this janitor mopping the floor goes, hey, you the warm-up guy? I'm like, yeah. He goes, I heard you didn't do too good. And just as I walked down, his
was
laughter.
Was he the janitor from Saved by the Bell? Who the fuck laughs like that?
Dude, it was like a, yeah, it was that's like out of Saved by the Bell.
I'm glad that he was there at that moment.
Anyway, the point is, she's crank. Listen, I mean, not that I'd say no, but she's crank.
You would still smash?
She's a beautiful woman. She's a beautiful woman, and we'll leave that at that.
Inside and out.
Unless you want me to start ripping down a motherfucker that runs Sirius. Okay, you're not going to get me out of no goddamn job today.
Yeah, rip them. We don't okay? give a fuck about them. Rip them.
I'm trying
rip
to their ruin. Ass
I, no, I really don't know who the hell they are.
Neither do we.
Anyway. So Sherrod Yami, he plays he plays Weedem.
Oh, y'all got me saying GD. Forget
it. Yeah, we doing it. Yeah.
What just happened?
No, we was mad. I was, what?
Why is my thing not working?
Your thing went out?
Hello?
No, hello?
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
If you're wondering, I was on the phone the other day, and I'd hello from the other side.
Okay, back up a little bit.
She nailed that.
Back up just
listen, nigga, I'm trying to get a record deal. Now, who out there in the listening area?
Lesson one, back off the mic just a little. Just she like this much.
I would give this mic head. I've been here before, nigga. This ain't new.
I know, and it was a problem. So that's why.
You heard her, nigga.
Was it? I got 4 million white that's men who love me from the show.
That's listen, true. They did love Yami. I love those you truckers more than love them, too. Love
all
her.
Of them put together, I love you more than them. But I'm just telling you, don't yell on the mic because it was, we got like not even people being mean to you. They're like, just listen, I'm a fan.
Oh, yeah.
And I've gotten these directed at me where they're like,
oh,
hey,
yeah,
man,
they always say it to
I'm
Kurt.
Not saying this, like, whatever, I'm a fan. Just please don't eat into the microphone. Like,
oh, they say it to you, too?
Yeah.
Oh,
they always get on.
Because, you know, sometimes people. Well, this is what happens. This is what happens. Okay. Sometimes when your skin is brown, even if you're talking at normal pitch, it's too loud for white ears.
Well, I'd say most of the time, but.
So, I will whisper.
Yeah, stop scaring white people in serious accents.
I actually sound very sexy this way.
You be whispering over that Meredith show, tippy-toeing around those crackers.
Are you fucking nuts? You've never watched an episode of that show.
It.
The shit that
the
I
way,
say, are you kidding me? I'm
Lance
surprised.
Bass. No, you're I great
thought
on
he's going to bring Lance around here. Where's Lance? I thought he was going to come
No, he left already.
Boy, yeah. He has fully embraced his full gay astronaut vibe.
Yeah. Him and Doogie Howser, huh?
Yeah.
They really...
But anyway,
I love it, though. I love him. Lance is a good dude.
Sherrod plays Weedem Boys. Mm-hmm. Right?
That's right. Every week. That's our theme song. Like theme song? I don't play it. We play it.
What were you going to play? Right.
Well, that's the thing. I would complain because I just wanted a different song. And Sean said, what
he
do
wanted
you
something
have?
Whiter.
And
he wanted a whiter situation.
I didn't have a song, if
right?
I'm being fair.
That was fair, right? Mm-hmm.
I didn't have
you
any
You just don't
want
to hear that shit no more.
That's all. But then Sean,
that's our theme song,
he kept
way.
Saying I wanted something whiter. And that's when I realized to go to my buddy Fletcher
right.
and get a nice white man. So can we play our new...
So for just a song Fletcher made
yeah,
for Race Wars...
Now, hold on. Just, let me just say, like, I didn't care for that song.
Right.
It's not that I hate it, but this one, I love. Now, okay. This is it's a very different song.
Right.
But I can't
put my finger.
You can
understand the words, though.
Yeah, cannot okay. put my finger on it, but I just love it. All right, go ahead.
All right, Louie, hit it. Sounds familiar.
Never heard it before.
Hold up, hold up. Hold up, we're them boys. Hold up, we them boys. Hold up, hold up, hold up, we make noise. Hold up,
hold up, hold up, hold up,
hold up, hold up, hold up. Hold up, we are them boys. Hold up, we are them boys. Hold up, hold up, hold up, we make noise. Hold up, hold up. Hold up, we them boys. Hold up, hold up, hold up. Pop a bottle. Hold up, hold up, hold up. If you suck and swallow, smell that marijuana. They going follow, throwing money on her like she won the lotto. Pussy must be serious. Hold up, scarred of heights come face to fears. Hold up, hold up. Do it just like Nikki, going and bend it over. Say she never smoked, I turned her to a stoner. Young nigga, but I'm ready.
Oh,
porn girls, only sexy. And white girls, give me that. But first, I gotta roll this joint.
Welcome to the
baby,
show.
Hold up, hold up.
Sherrod, are you fucking insane?
Yes.
Nigga, nah.
Oh, that was beautiful.
No, wow. I mean, that's
you know
great.
What? I gotta give props to props to this dude.
I never,
Iggy Azalea has a career. Why can't this dude?
I think Fletcher should, let's call it.
That was the whitest.
Improve all the hip hop.
That was a remix. That was a remix because that was the whitest remix.
Finally, hip hop I can bring home to my meemaw and peepaw.
It's a great stocking stuffer.
Yeah, Fletcher McTaggart. McTaggart.
And the thing is, Fletcher knew all the lyrics. He already knew the lyrics.
Yeah. I thought he changed it to We Are Those Boys, but he tried to keep it as close as he could.
He nailed it.
Without making it too scary and, you know, jungly.
Fletcher got some black in him because he kept the beat.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't fooling me.
How many lyrics do you think is really in that song?
How many lyrics?
How many lyrics? It's the same shit over and over again. We Them Boys.
No, it's verses.
Hold up, hold up.
It's verses.
It really gets to...
See, so like, is everything else you like.
I can't stand that.
Every Motown song. Yeah.
I can hear every now and then. Like, if I'm in a club.
Every Motown song is just repeated. Every Motown song. Every one you love. Every fucking Supremes. It's all repeated nonsense. It's all one line over and over again.
Barry Gordy?
Nothing, but I'm just saying that's what music is. So why call out hip hop for that?
Let's
go to commercial. It's
just that one song. It's just that one song.
It's not.
By the way, is my mic, is this working better now? My distance to the mic? Because there was an issue last week.
Yes.
They say I yammied it up on the mic last week.
What people don't understand, and let me just say this, ladies and gentlemen, I did read the comments from last time.
No,
yummy. I have an inner ear problem. When I was 2 years old, I lost 3/4 of my ear vessel, and I had to have a transplant, and I donated the rest of the dead skin to a child in Australia.
You gave away ear meat to some... You handed out ear meat to a wayward kid?
Ear vessel?
Yeah, the cartilage. I can't lie that fast.
Wow. That was horse shit.
What a huge crock of shit.
That's like some kid crying, like, I need their inner ear meat or I can't...
In Australia? Why not an American child?
Well, because I'm like Oprah. I like to spread my money around anywhere but the United States of America.
You love really? Some Oprah.
Oh, I'm sorry, Oprah. I'm just playing, baby. You know how we play kitty cat, right?
Yeah. She's a big fan of Race Wars.
Yeah, go ahead and address Wars.
No, so let me tell you something about Oprah. Oprah will hear... She got minions that listen
for
her
name. No, Gail listens. Gail listens. Because Gail's a friend of mine. Gail's a friend of mine.
No, don't. Gail, if you, this is Tawanda Luca... I don't even know how to change my name.
No, she knows you.
Please, I don't have a career for Oprah to kill.
Well, Yami, never mind that shit now, because here's what I want to get into.
What is it?
Because I put a thing up. This is one of my Facebook blowbacks.
Right.
This is how I'm going to start the show.
What a unique angle.
Them.
Somebody is mad at Kurt, and Kurt is also mad.
Well, this week
is Tuesday.
Yeah.
I set my clock by it.
It's called Wednesday. I mean, it's practically half the show. So, but this was because I posted this Christopher Hitchens thing about slavery reparations, right?
Oh, God, why me, Lord?
So,
I can already tell this.
She's doing a reenactment of reparations.
So, well, I'm on the pro side from this video. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So if you could put the blowback, I'm officially a fucking social justice warrior now. And I listen to Farrakhan on loop. And I'm trying to go through all the accusations that it's either I'm a fucking...
I like how a lot of people gave me credit for it. Like, Sherrod, finally change him. Sherrod got you thinking like a... That nigga done got in your head, boy. That nigga in your head.
It was...
you look like Django, too.
Honestly, a big
from
part
the waist
of it,
down?
Sure.
That was the upside down dick shot.
Listen,
he had to
can
call
tell you
all
something?
The niggas from his old family reunion to pull up that voice.
Just trust me.
Shut up.
Yamini, because Sherrod's dick looks like Django's back. You don't want no part of that.
Don't say that, because I'm about to be on the road with the nigga.
Yeah.
You know, shit.
I pull my dick out all the time. You'll see it.
Oh, God. It's not like... It doesn't have like that
beautiful.
Vitiligo
no,
shit
no,
on
my
it.
My cock
like,
is beautiful, baby.
You know
I got a beautiful cock.
I've been doing this... I've been appearing on the show since like the summer, and I have yet to see your cock.
Oh, because once you see it, there's no turning back, Aaron.
Calling your bluff.
Oh, I swear to God, like I pull my dick out right now. Yeah. I really would.
It better be big too. I hate when niggas talk hard about their dick, and then when you see it, it's like.
Don't worry, I got you. I got
it
you.
It better be,
and
as
it ain't
big
going nowhere.
Like,
and I've been had it. It's been around. You heard the word on the streets.
Yeah.
Don't try to act like you don't know the stories.
And who talks hard on their dick? I don't believe in that. Talking hard on my dick.
A lot of cats talk hard on their dick.
I let other people talk about it.
No, I just like pulling it out. And let it do the talking for itself.
You pay a fine.
And that's why you can't live within 500 feet of an elementary school.
That's right. Because those kids want to learn. And who am I to stop them?
He's got to be one dick length away.
That's right.
Hi, everybody. Hi, everybody. Sorry, I'm late.
Hold on.
Caitlin's here.
I just ran over some kids.
Caitlin Jenner's in the building. Caitlin.
Oh, I feel terrible.
Have you met Caitlin Jenner?
Hi, sweetheart.
Just say hi to Caitlin. Be nice.
I love the makeup. You look fantastic. And I love those hoop earrings. Can I borrow those?
Caitlin. What? Wait, wait. I love this. This is,
can I just say real
why
quick?
Why do y'all have me on with people? Rich Little now I'm on the show with?
Oh, Rich how Little. Dare you? My name is Rachel Little, if anything. Now, listen. I heard what you said. If you don't like your penis, all you have to do is tuck it in the back, get some duct tape, and just put it up there between your butt cheeks.
It sounds a little bit
like penis.
Carol Channing.
He does sound like Carol Channing.
Just a little
bit. Caitlin sounds like Carol Channing.
That's right.
You know what?
Something wrong with that?
No, I mean, I like it. Carol Channing is a Broadway star.
You can still fight, baby.
Can somebody else come to the door now?
No.
Do one more.
No, Caitlin is here. That's what do you mean, do one more?
What, you Caitlin? Got a problem with me, sister? Let's go, sister. I'll fuck you up. I'm an Olympic fucking athlete, bitch.
You going to piss off Caitlin Jenner? She
how dare respect. You?
It's all right, Caitlin. Calm down.
I don't like, you know what? I don't like when these sisters come up in my face. I'll fuck them up. Fucking kicker, fucking asshole. I'll kick you in the asshole.
Caitlin,
I got a size 15 Jimmy Choo. I'll put in your fucking asshole, bitch. Back off.
Hold on, Jimmy.
Back off.
Jimmy Choo makes a size 15?
Oh,
that's
goodness.
Right, Jimmy Choo, specially made for Caitlin. Size 15, straight up your fucking ass.
Caitlin, you have a Shaq size Jimmy Choo.
It goes all the way up to her fucking stomach.
All right, Caitlin. Jesus.
I'm hot already.
I know you're hot.
Every time I come in here, I get upset.
Y'all, Monica, just apologize to Caitlin. You
sorry,
ladies,
Caitlin.
Please. No cat right. fights in
now,
here.
Now, here's Caitlin's just in time for this reparations thing. Now, okay. Listen, I was never for, just because all these people jumping down my throat, right. Calling me all these names, I was never for slave reparations. I was always against it, okay?
Right.
I watched this Christopher Hitchens. Yeah. I got this. I watched this one Christopher Hitchens video of a debate he was at about it, okay?
Right. Now, explain who Christopher Hitchens
well, let's
is.
Let's explain why he Hitchens was is. Against reparations. What the fuck is wrong with you?
He was dumb. Let him learn. He learned, though.
He's dead,
don't try to calm me
you
down.
You got to come out the darkness for the light. He see the light now. Let him enjoy it.
First of all,
bask in it.
I would be in the majority of people being against it.
No, you wouldn't. Not in the majority of people that I know.
Okay, black people.
But just seeing as, how, seeing as how it's a thing that's not happening, I'm assuming most people are not into it. Now,
right.
I was against it just because.
Well, it's not happening because my people are not into it.
Well,
it's
just,
not happening because the government's not
just
doing
hear me out
what they need to do.
I'm first of all, I agree with you.
That's
so
what you get.
Hear me out.
I grew up with a house full of black women. They can deal with
oh my
it.
God.
Can you bring a black woman through the door now? Because I feel like I need another black person on this show.
You need to just let
let's
me
breathe.
Finish.
Okay, I'm sorry.
What are you, Travis Smiley?
Yeah.
Just relax.
Tavis.
Who cares? I don't know that nigga name. I can't separate those niggas.
Let me finish. I can't believe you're mad that about how I used to feel.
Who are you, Caddy LaBelle?
Yes. She's like, who are you to pee
that.
In your bed?
So fucking, so anyway.
Who are you to pee in your bed when you was three? Shut up. Seeing you know no better.
Yeah, save some of it for when I get to this thing.
Yeah.
So, anyways, again, this is a long time ago. How the fuck are you going to figure out who gets it? All the shit people say. You know all the fucking I'm joking.
Yeah.
So I watched the video, and then it just changed my mind. It was just a real simple argument that I couldn't fucking...
And explain who the dude is? Who's Christopher...
Well, if you don't know who Christopher Hitchens is, fuck you, man.
Well, it's,
no.
It's a little,
Chris Hitchens, he wrote God Is Not Great, which is one of my more favorite...
No, I didn't read that. I love the Lord.
Well,
and I think he's awesome.
You're a lot...
I can't see past the church.
Stop.
But you know what you sound like, Yami?
You these new niggas that think just because you don't love the Lord,
I don't need to see
you
nothing
want
Jesus
a higher pyramid than everybody else.
Now, I'm with you, sister.
No,
okay. I'm with you on this one, okay? And in the Bible, it says no fucking queers. It says it in black and white. Let's not forget, it was Adam and Eve, not Adam and some fag.
He's right.
You know what's great about that book, though? The thing is,
Caitlin.
If you read that book on the train, no one will talk to you.
Oh, really?
Like, not New York. If you're anywhere but New York and you're reading that book, like, on the plane.
Guess what? When I sit anywhere, no one will talk to me. Definitely on a subway.
Well, Sean, remember when we were at the cellar and someone left their copy of that Dick Gregory book, which is just called Nigger?
Yes.
Which, by the way.
Oh, I read. It's a great book.
I picked it up because it was sitting there. I was like, first of all, the title was intriguing. So
he was drawn right to it. He was like, who left this for me, God? God.
The book's really a good
I started mm-hmm. masturbating in front of that when I saw the book.
It's more of an autobiography well, wait, than so, anything.
Yeah, but it's really mm-hmm. fucking well. I just really got into it immediately. So,
and also Black Like Me is a good book for you guys to read.
Well, so wait. So Sherrod mm-hmm. comes in while I'm reading. This made me laugh
She's coming
in
here with an Oprah fucking book list.
You better fucking pretend Meredith Vieira ain't around.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
What are they doing to you at NBC Universal?
Yami, mean, you have brought nothing but daytime energy to this
it
fucking
stinks.
Show.
It's Ellen-ish.
Oh my God. It was almost like you were. But did you hear when you said the guy's not great? On cue, she's like, I better say the sassy black thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I love the Lord.
And somebody motherfucker, third row. I wish you would, motherfucker. Don't play me. Don't play me. You just told me to get off the fucking mic. Now, you want this nigga heat or you don't?
Yum, you gotta just back up. You can yell, but just back up.
No, let her just, hey.
Now, you know I love the Lord. Y'all done tried me on 4 fucking episodes about the Lord. That ain't got nothing to do about sassy and no damn black.
Well, anyway, he wrote the, he wrote. Well,
fuck you, and all your fucking personality.
I am so fucking offended right now. I swear to Christ,
I can't have 2 sassy ladies here at the same time.
It's just it's a recipe for disaster.
So wait, let's just that book, the Dick Gregory one. Sherlock comes in,
right?
He just looks at me, goes, "How dare you?" But that's God is not great. Same reaction, holding that book up as holding up the Dick Gregory book.
Yeah,
but he's a fucking great writer, and he's always good. If you watch debates, he's like one of the best.
He knows how to debate. He knows how to take his points and.
So what were you going to say about it, Aaron? Before when we got into that whole thing, you're talking about God is not great. Oh, yes, it's hard to read in front of people.
Yeah, it's hard to read it in front of people because if you're like on a plane, like I'm from near Minneapolis, so if you get on a plane with God is not great, and you're like, yep. And nobody will talk to you on the plane.
No, if you nod in a lot like this, yes, you're all the way like, not great.
They don't want your Titanic disaster
right,
energy.
Right, no, exactly.
That's, on this a plane, plane you don't want to take fall. That chance.
I kind of wish it was called God is Just Okay.
He yeah. aight. God is aight.
That's fine.
Well, I'm going to write a book called God is the Reason Why I Sing, Live, Breathe, and Was on the Meredith Vieira Show.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
The devil had something to do with that.
Stop turning people away from God.
I love the Lord.
Now go ahead. So you was for reparations.
So I was against it, and I had all the what are the objections people.
Well, can
say.
I get my $75 from
so
you?
So I watched. So I watched. Well, no, that was my old joke was like, you know, because I mean, just judging by how I paid Visa, like if I got a slave bill, I got to tell you, your odds aren't good. Like,
I'm not gonna get it.
That but ain't you going, don't have no fucking slave bill to cut. That's why I can't get past the shit. How right. the fuck you got so much energy to
listen,
be against reparations?
So yes, and, stop. Let me finish and then do that.
I love this.
God damn. Listen to what I'm saying. And then
love
do that.
This.
So then I listened to his fucking argument, and his argument is just a good fucking airtight argument, and there's just no way of getting around it. So I'm like, oh, now I feel differently because it was a good fucking argument. So this is what made me laugh is when I posted this video or the thing, because I was talking about affirmative action. Like, if you think that's unfair, which I do, you mean unfair, like not paying reparations for slavery, like that unfair?
Right.
That's also unfair. If you had just apology and then reparations, whatever they are, we wouldn't have to do none of this half-ass unfair shit.
Yep.
That shit's like, it's like a open, unhealed wound, and this is like, you know, dabbing pus. And there's never, just the basic thing that people didn't want to do would have been a good way to avoid all this bullshit that I hate, such as, whatever, affirmative action, cultural appropriation, that bullshit. That's appropriation. This shit comes out of people because the very basic thing that should have happened, which was reparations and an apology, didn't get paid.
Happen.
So now there's this trickle of bullshit forever. So my suggestion was, what if we just paid that, and then we dropped all this other shit people keep fighting about because we just acknowledged the thing and moved on. So people got the blowback I got from fucking, especially like
it
upstate New York white people where and this is what I realized when I watched it, even though I was against it when I watched the video, I wasn't on a team where I'm like, it doesn't matter what this video says, my answer is no.
Right. That's why I hate people like
I'll
that.
Listen to I'll hear you out and I'll go, oh, okay, I think that's an argument I can't
use reason.
So these people that fucking come at me, like, oh, you know, look who's an SJW, all this other shit, the answer is already no in their head. There's nothing you're gonna say to them that's gonna change your fucking mind.
What's SJW?
Social justice warrior. It's you know,
I thought it stood for Sojourner Truth.
They try to no, that'd be great if it did. But they try to use it to like make you shut up about if you're trying to be politically correct. It's it's a like a slur.
By the way, I'm not being politically correct. I'm saying to do this as a way of getting rid of all this other shit that white people hate.
Right.
Because instead of having a more unfairness, just do the fair thing.
Clean out the barn, motherfucker.
And here's reparations. Hands washed. And now it's whatever. Like what would be so hard about that? And the answers I get are like they're not going to be satisfied. Immaterial.
Yeah, who cares what they,
One guy goes, how's paying reparations going to cure black fatherlessness? Fucking material.
What does that have to do with it?
It's, and Hitchens in the video, if you watch it, I don't want to play the whole thing here because it's too long, but it's fucking 10 minutes.
We'll have it on our website.
Yeah,
you don't have a website.
But it's on my Facebook. He made this argument, it's like, watch how people do that immediately when you bring it up, and they start throwing out shit that's not related, and these nebulous fucking things about nothing, because there's a tinge of guilt. So people call it, said I had white guilt, that's why I'm doing this. But I have zero white guilt. That's why I have no problem listening to an argument for reparations, because I don't have white guilt. The people getting mad about it, that's how guilty people argue.
Yeah.
Where they get mad, they won't listen to your point. Oh, but whatever. That's the white guilt.
Yeah. Did you present this argument the way you just presented it now? Because I don't know. To me, there's no much difference between you and the people that are hating on you.
It's Hitchens' argument, not me. I just said, watch the video. Okay?
Right. No, I understand that. What I'm saying is the people that are complaining towards you, right?
Yeah, they're mad because I want, because I'm for reparations.
But you want reparations because you want to dismiss all these other things that black people are concerned about, like cultural appropriation.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I may dismiss that anyway, but... But I'm just saying the reason we got to this place where that nonsense pops up is because the initial wrong was never fucking apologized
for. What do you think makes it nonsense that people feel this way? I don't think anything
who feels,
wrong.
First
of all, black people.
Do I think is nonsense about
how? Well, you said you think that cultural appropriation is bullshit.
Oh, it's utter bullshit.
But why is
culture is open source, and it always has been. There's no such thing as a culture.
I don't think people would agree with, not black people wouldn't agree with that, because the things that black people do in terms of like hip hop, whether it's braiding hair or the way we dance, when white people do it, they capitalize off of it and make more money than black people do what they do naturally. That's why they call it cultural appropriation.
That's how culture works.
It's okay for you to say so what and dismiss it, but it means something to black people. You may not relate to it because it's not tangible to you, but that doesn't mean black people don't feel a certain way about it. So that attitude is kind of like,
let me change it.
So what? Who cares? This is why we can't have a dialogue.
Let me make it tangible to you. It's just called sampling. You mean sampled?
Everybody does it.
Yeah, everybody. That's how culture works.
People sample, but it doesn't mean people have culture for a specific reason. But you have to understand that the things that certain people have in their culture, and a lot of the things that are being appropriated, are the things that black people had to use to survive, specifically through slavery. The way we did our hair, the type of food that we ate, the way that we entertained.
So what does that mean?
The reality is, if you have a black artist who does the same thing that Justin Bieber does, but makes less money than Justin Bieber, because Justin Bieber's cooler than this dude because he's white doing it, and all the white people can grab onto him doing it.
I think people
can appreciate the fact that there's
cultural
appropriation.
But it's still white people buying the music. It doesn't matter to you as a white man, does it mean
that black people are not going to understand and feel a certain way about it? I just think it's so dismissive to say it that way.
Hold on.
First of all, 80 to 85% of all hip hop music is bought by white people.
Right.
All of it. 85% of hip hop music is bought by white people.
That's where the money comes from. You're not going platinum without white dollars.
That's what statistics say. Black people have been in hip hop and buying hip hop just as much. And I don't get into statistics, especially that are put out by the mainstream, because those things are skewed.
And
you don't. It's not a fact, because you don't you don't know what the sample is when they did the survey. You have no idea what the context.
People can do a
sampling of surveys and get it from any type of sample source.
The truth is about culture.
This is the number and this is what it is. Black people have been into hip hop. We've been doing hip hop.
Right.
Has been fine.
Yeah, black Americans. Black Americans. Not Africans. Africans ain't into that shit.
Okay,
so black Americans. So not all black people.
I said black people.
Okay, young. Okay, not all black people. Young black people. Young black people into hip hop. young black African Americans into hip hop.
That's not ain't first all of all, I, my mother's that's a DJ. We grew up on hip hop. My mother's still very, very involved your grandmother in hip hop.
Your grandmother ain't.
But hip hop wasn't a part of her culture, and white people that are her age are not into hip hop either.
So it's not black people into hip hop. It's a small fraction of black people who are into hip hop.
It's a small fraction of black people that are into hip hop. And globally? And the population of black people that were into hip hop and made hip hop what it was brought out to white people to look at it and see, oh, this is a thing going on, and then it became this big cultural movement.
Just like rock and roll.
I'm not going to be a part of somebody dismissing black people thing. For making hip hop what it was. That's insane. Okay.
No, you, no. Wait, we are way, black people. No, what?
First of all, we're way, I don't know. What? We're way ahead. Number one, cultural appropriation is not just some black white thing. There's a lot of shit about it. Okay. Yeah. Number two,
we all eat Chinese food too, by the way.
The reason hip hop got big, whatever, that is because white people are buying it, because that's who was buying the most of it.
I completely disagree. You believe that. I don't. And I disagree with that.
But that's how every music
gets
big. No, it's not how all music gets big. But if you keep buying into that, I don't buy into that same system that you buy into. So to me, it's whatever. It's like, okay, you say one thing, I say one thing.
Okay, but if you look at demographics and economics, the reality is black people are 15% of this population of the U.S. And like, if you just look at the big pie of like spending dollars that are out there and available, if you're a person who wants to make a shitload of money doing music, like you have to get white people to buy your music. And that's a fact.
Well, I'm sure
just like Wu-Tang did, just like Rakim did, just like
But you can't just
pretend that
I'm not pretending anything.
That's
number one. Number two, what I was saying is the comments that I think that you're getting from these people, I think it's off, they're off skew, because if they really look at the reason why you're now for appropriation, it sort of comes back to the basis of
reparation.
I'm sorry. Right. It comes back to the fact that you agree with them on other things like disregarding cultural appropriation and other things that, so you guys are on the same page. The way you came back to say, okay, now I'm on the side of reparation has nothing really to do with the basis of black people feeling like they need reparation for the slavery they went through in this country.
Because they're older.
It's because you think that if we got those things, it would be to shut us up.
Well, that's a big part of it.
But that's part of it,
right,
too.
So then you're on the same page.
Just wait. Listen, you're misunderstanding a few things.
I'm going to hide under this table.
I think I understand them quite perfectly.
Hold on. Now, first of all, the thing I'm talking about, that's just one example I threw it out as this constant little pecking back and forth fight that's nonsense. I'm just using it as an example. It's not like my main issue or something. That's one example of the kind of shit that crops up. Now, as far as why I dismiss cultural appropriation, it's because there's no such thing as stealing. Like, now, when they took the Native American kids and beat the fucking language out of them, and they're like, you speak English now? That's a theft of culture, because you're not allowed to speak your language.
Yeah.
Or slavery.
That happened to black people. Like,
taking your names away.
Yeah. And not being able to speak our language as well.
But if I get my fucking hair... To look like your hair, you don't have to stop wearing your hair. You can't steal, just copying somebody's fucking style. That's not a theft. Like, you both get
to
still
have it. Right, that's
cultural stuff. Right, but that's to you. That's not to me and not to other people. What I think we do a lot in this country is we like to argue our point and go, that's my point. This should be your point.
I'm fine with you having
that point. But it doesn't change my point and my opinion that I think, I agree with people who think that there's cultural appropriations that are going on that are being misdeed in how the conversation is being.
What's an example?
The example is what I gave before. When you have someone like Justin Bieber who takes a lot of things, whether you believe it's black culture or not, it's sort of like that. And then he can go and make millions of dollars doing it. And then you have another kid who doesn't benefit from that.
You're number one.
That's capitalism.
You're assuming. Yeah.
That ain't on the person. I understand what capitalism is. Don't diminish. I understand.
I understand facts, statistics. I know how many black people and all that stuff. That's not the point that I'm arguing. And it's because I don't subscribe to that same system that you guys think it's I'm on a completely different thing. I don't buy into mainstream media with the numbers that they push out and all that stuff.
That's
the point that I'm making.
First of all, the assumption that white people love Justin Bieber. This thing with the cornrows with, what's her name? Kylie Jenner had cornrows.
Yeah. How do you explain Michael Jackson then?
And they go, how come...
How does Michael Jackson work in all this scenario?
But they go, how come...
Is he the white Justin Bieber?
Well, he was in popular music.
Yeah, but how did he get to sell so much? Because he was... Black?
But wait, just listen.
Oh, because he was good.
Listen, he was good at his making shit for little girls to get their little vaginas wet.
Oh, you thought Justin T. Bieber. Yeah, Bieber.
But never mind. Like, cornrows, there's this assumption. It's like, oh, when black people have dreadlocks, they're looked down upon. But when white people have dreadlocks, it's cool.
No, I don't know who's telling you that.
We all have always hated white people with dreadlocks.
Yeah, I never down for that.
I agree, but I think it's harder for people. The natural, you're more likely to find a black person that's going to have braids, cornrows,
right,
or dreadlocks. And they're going to go into a work setting with that. Most white people who are in that situation wearing dreadlocks, probably smoking weed, probably more like a hippie, not trying to get into the professional world.
Right.
So if I
think it's less so now, but it's still definitely
if
there.
If I'm someone who that is my natural way of wearing my hair, natural, which would be dreaded or cornrowed or however, afro, because that's how my hair does it, you know, turns out.
Yeah, girlfriend.
And I can't.
I can't
get a job because of it. Uh-huh. That's a problem, and it is discrimination. And this is what people are talking about. What I'm saying is, I think it's very dangerous.
No one's hiring.
Just like Raven Simone. Raven Simone said she wouldn't hire a black person.
Somebody's real true feeling about how they have to go through racism every single fucking day.
But nobody's hiring a white. Listen, whatever job.
Raven Simone said she wouldn't hire a black person with a crazy name. That's Raven Simone.
Right. I mean, you pulling out Raven Simone.
Dumb is on both sides of the color line.
Cultural black voice, that's probably number two.
Wait, listen.
Dumb is on both sides of the color line.
Number one, nobody's hiring. Whatever job doesn't let you have cornrows if you're black, I promise you, if you show up white with cornrows, they're not going to get the job either.
Right, but cornrows just are like not natural to white people.
Right, it might
be. To put your hair in braids or to wear your hair braided or in an afro, that is something that comes natural to black kinky hair.
If that happens to you, fucking go have a lawsuit. I'm all for it.
Yeah.
I don't know what that has to do with if Kylie Jenner had cornrows, what that has to do with her. Like, if you go to a job.
Yeah, I don't feel like Kylie Jenner's stealing.
Like, first of all, she's.
Because the conversation has been when you have girls that wear cornrows or look this certain way, they're called, especially when it's black women that do it, they're called whores.
By a lot of people.
But yeah, then when you put someone like Kylie Jenner in, people go, oh, that's beautiful. Look how amazing she looks.
Who says that?
There are a lot of people that follow them. Are you kidding? The Kardashians are very popular. I have no idea.
Just because somebody said that, don't make it so. She looks like shit.
But you've never had someone say that to you because you had cornrows, right?
Okay, but,
so you don't know what it feels like to have that.
But I have had cornrows, and I have had braids, and
I have had people tell me, can you straighten your hair for this job? We don't want you to have an afro. When I was an executive administrative assistant, working for a real estate broker who was doing commercial real estate properties all around New York City, and he asked me to straighten my hair.
Yeah, and do
it. My hair is naturally an afro.
You had an afro or you had cornrows?
I had an afro.
So what happened? What was my natural state of my hair?
Right.
So after you got your hair straightened, what happened? I didn't get my hair straightened.
What I asked him, I said, I'm not going to straighten my hair. I want my hair natural. I started pulling my hair back, and he agreed to that because he didn't want my hair out
in
an afro. So I pulled my hair. I had to brush my hair back every day.
Well, listen.
So that happened to me.
That's why you brush it back. So that's what I'm saying.
You can't really just dismiss things because somebody is going to feel that pain from something.
I'm not dismissing that.
I'm dismissing it.
Yeah, I mean, I am. But no, I'm not. But I'm still saying, what the fuck does that have to do with Kylie Jenner doing it?
Here's a parallel that I've kind of noticed.
From a list of things that you were talking about.
So, Kurt.
That's how we go back to that.
Kurt, have you ever been in like a meeting and you've said something, you've said a joke, and then 5 minutes later someone says the same joke but louder, and then everyone laughs at that person? But imagine if that was like your whole life and everything you did you'd been doing a certain way, and then like
you've been giving shit about it
and then like a year later you see somebody else and they always are white and they're doing exactly what you did and they're not getting shit. I mean, that's so you're saying
that people are being petty because of that?
No, I'm saying that I empathize with what you're saying.
You pull a Full Force. You know Full Force, the band Full Force?
No.
Because they wrote all the songs for NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, Britney Spears. Because they used to do the same shit in the 80s. They sold, never went platinum, maybe one time went platinum. Started doing it for these young white kids and sold millions of records. They wrote all those records.
I mean, it's all of them. It's really like...
So it's like you just got to learn the game.
Fine, the business will fix itself.
You just gotta fucking make yourself. You gotta make it work for you.
Two episodes ago, we fought cultural appropriation in my school by calling you a wigger. Yeah. So I like I was never a fan of that bullshit of like white kids copying baggy ass.
But I didn't see. But you know what? That's cultural stuff.
Yeah.
Just like white kids who live in Long Island or Brooklyn or the Bronx, they were more like me than white kids who might live in the South.
Right.
Because we had that. It was a neighborhoody fucking cultural thing.
And I'm sure it's annoying.
We all wore Adidas.
It's still a big so what. And secondly,
to you, the reason so black. You.
Yes, because I don't base my whole worth on my fucking identity, which is what. Yeah. Mediocre people do.
And that's why I fucking
say every time.
But I'm not going to disregard somebody who feels like that because I get it.
I think you have a good point. I think that it's fair for somebody who feels like they've been steamrolled over and ignored, and then other people doing the exact same thing get credit for what the same things that they've. I think that it's totally fair to feel like you've been shat on and it's been unfair.
But it's a way to fix it. You gotta work it for you. You gotta make it work for you.
Ugly people too. Like if you're ugly and you're like really good, you're not making any money.
Wait. It's the same thing.
If we're giving out credit for sagging your pants, I don't give a shit who gets the rightful. You suck, whoever you are. Like, this, I'm not talking about someone stealing your work. That's a whole different fucking thing.
Like,
what I'm talking about
property.
Is if you see dumb Kylie Jenner braiding her hair, so first of all, mind your business. Secondly, only women give a shit about that. There's no man. It's all this Iggy Azalea shit. No male rapper.
About a bitch's hair.
T.I.'s the one who's selling the bitch. No male rapper says some shit. It's Iggy Azalea's fucking complaining ass.
Yeah.
That's a thing chicks worry about. She copied my style.
Yes, who gives a fuck?
So that's that horseshit. Now
give a shit.
I know.
Anyone copies my style, they're going to get a fucking boot in their ass. I mean, go ahead, Kurt. Sorry.
Caitlin, you did kind of copy off the ultimate.
Oh, yeah, come on. Yeah. Stop it. I got my own luck.
Caitlin just said fuck it. If she can't beat him, she's gonna join him.
My look is classy,
right?
And fashionable.
Okay.
Well, hold on. How do you feel about the Caitlyn Jenner Halloween costumes that have been coming out?
Because costumes?
Yeah, there's Halloween costumes.
People are dressing like
you. That's a compliment. Someone's dressing like me. I expect it. Who wouldn't copy this look, sister?
Look, Yamanika, the cultural appropriation thing, too, by the way.
Does it come with a front bulge, like in the costume?
Yes.
Do you get like a front pack?
Well, someone just brought up a point. This guy named Harry says, I guess he's listening. Oh. So black women straightening their hair isn't cultural appropriation.
Is
question
it?
Mark.
Oh, that's
I mean, that's a good question.
That's a good point.
It's not cultural appropriation. It's like people who feel like they must adhere to the dominant culture. That's a totally different thing.
No, I'm sure.
No, some people just like seeing a hair
that. I'm sure Beyonce felt...
Nobody's like this. This will get me into the dominant culture. Some people like this.
Oh, no,
hair
Beyonce,
I'm sure Beyonce felt so oppressed that the only way she could fit in was putting on a blonde wig. Listen, it's fucking hair. Who gives a fuck? But now here's a heavier one, which I would say has a little more credence. Is, you know, if you're wearing a fucking native headdress on Halloween and somebody goes, that's a sacred thing in my culture, you know, like to wear whatever the thing, that's not just, again, good. So you wear it in a sacred way. I don't have to.
My sacred dollars bought it, and I'll wear this motherfucker as a hula hoop
if I want to. Fucking Yeezy can put a crown of thorns on his head like Jesus.
Yes.
Which he can, I don't give a fuck. Why am I going to give extra respect to your fucking tree god or where the fuck you mad about? If I don't even care about Jesus like that, why would I care about your dumb religion? Yeah. And by the way, who cares what anybody, if you like your look and your whatever, what do you give a shit what anybody else says about it? Like, that's what we're supposed to teach people, that the validation's not being given out enough correctly? Who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck, honestly? And by the way, the reason black people are so cool, and the benchmark, American black people, by the way.
Yeah, not all of them. Don't just give out all credit to everybody.
I'm not getting on no international black beef either.
Don't give them all our cool points.
Black people.
Don't give them all our cool points, though.
The cool points, like coolness comes from American black people specifically. And the reason it is always on the edge is because people copy it, and then it becomes uncool, and then black people make a new cool thing that gets copied.
We keep it coming. Just like if somebody steal your jokes, nigga, keep writing.
And if God forbid,
keep writing.
You won't let somebody steal your jokes. And
keep writing.
Okay.
Listen, Chrissy told me and Tone that day one we started comedy. Somebody steal your joke, nigga. Keep writing.
But if God,
you gonna fucking dwell on that one joke?
Listen, Sherrod,
you can beef and say, "Hey, give it back," but keep writing.
You know what's funny?
You don't stay there.
Is you say this shit and then you have the eyes of a puppy. So it's like, it's hard. You know how the puppy has like little tears in the eye?
Yeah. That's why.
Right? The little Japanese animes with Karen's, the damn bubble eyes.
Karen said I'm like the muscular guy from Family Guy with the teddy bear hair.
Yeah, you're Rupert. Sherrod's Rupert.
It's like, I don't know if I'm going to hug him or he's going to kick me.
In fact, that's what we need a fan art of. I want me, my coming. Head on Stewie holding hands with Rupert at the beach.
Yeah, black Rupert. Got to be a black body yeah, with the teddy bear
color
head.
Color Rupert black.
Fans, you heard it. Run with it. Run.
No, but I want to hear the thing. We did this. So what happened?
Oh, so wait, for which thing? The slavery thing?
Like, how did this end up for you? You said you want to beef with
some
people?
Well, I want people to call in because this is the thing. Like, first of all, nobody watched the actual video. This is what I found. The people who started coming at me.
They didn't watch the video.
They didn't watch the video.
No, of course not.
And I could tell immediately because they start using all the arguments that he says in the video are typical fucking, like, Mr. X. And it's a fucking, not only a guilty conscience, but a self-loathing. And they combine to make this really shitty. To me, it's just like, I wasn't trying to say fuck black people and everything mm-hmm. else. I'm just saying it's such a simpler thing to apologize for the actual wrongdoing and try to make some attempt. His whole point was, of course, you're not going to make up for slavery with reparations. That's impossible. But don't let good be the enemy of best. Like, obviously, the ideal thing of waving a magic wand can't happen.
Right.
But was there a wrong? Yes, there was.
Yeah.
Can something be done? Just something.
Yeah.
And yeah, of course there can. And just because you can't make it all fucking better, that's what he's saying. Don't make good the enemy of best, which I thought was a fucking good point. But if you watch a whole video, it's a much better. He uses the analogy of Lord Elgin's, I guess the Parthenon in Greece. He stole pillars mm-hmm. and had them in his fucking house, and then sold them and made a fortune off them. And they wanted them back in Greece, and people were like, "Well, they're here now, and they're better off here." All the shit you say about slaves,
yeah,
right.
And that's what he used as a thing, and it was just a good argument. And
when I got a dress at JCPenney's 2 weeks ago,
right?
Go talk, go girl. And what did it look like?
And that it was. Oh my god! It had
talk
like
to
the
me.
Little
talk to me, girl.
The gold trim.
I love that.
It was black. With, I mean, right mm-hmm. on. Like it had a little
golden
pocket.
Black is classic.
Oh my god,
love
it was
it.
Everything.
Down to your knees?
No, not down to my knees, right like right above with a
above
little bubble
the
on the knee.
Oh, that's sexy.
Yeah.
Little slit
and
there.
And it mm-hmm. hugged my waist.
Hug the fanny.
Now the okay. dress was sitting mm-hmm. on a rack that said everything here $59. When I got the dress up, mm-hmm. they said, "Oh no, the dress is not $59. The dress was some other price." And I said, "No." I argued with them. You know what made it all better? They gave me a 10% discount. So that maybe that's what we should do with this reparations. Just give me a 10% discount from Macy's because at the end of the day, y'all don't miss all
off.
The shit that I wanted. Okay.
So okay, no, 10%, least, you know a mean? Gift card could solve
Macy's
this whole thing for y'all.
Macy's all day slave day.
Well,
so a Blacker Friday.
Sure. They go, how do you know who to give, like, who's supposed to get it, but not, I'm like, well, just for starters, if your name is, like, Jones or Washington
or
Jackson
small.
Or Small, clearly you should probably have, like, there ain't no African with those names.
No.
That's
not
how you
of...
get that fucking name. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a hard thing to do, and I'm into the Patrice's thing he said in his, and I know it's a comedy.
God bless Patrice.
Special, but what his thing was, because he goes, you know, niggas, we're going to spend all the money on me. Like, what you do is... It's like income tax. Like you have to pay tax.
Right.
And that way, the black people that like these people are mad at that they don't want to give a handout to, they're not getting shit because they don't pay taxes. But it helps build a strong black like middle upper class.
Yeah.
Okay? Which is like, that's 9/10 of it, is getting where there's as sizable amount as there is of white people in middle class and up,
uh-huh.
that same proportion.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I don't think it's
I think everybody in the country is failing, and I think, and I also don't know this version of black people that you keep speaking about, but I did grow up in an upper middle class family.
What version?
And there were other black people, so I don't know this version of like, we don't have the money.
He said proportionate.
Swimming.
He didn't say nobody did it. He said proportionate.
Boy, you really half listen and then just take
off. What's going on, Yami? Who's the boy doing this to you?
I've made my whole
nigga?
Career off of half listening and taking off.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway, what were you, you guys.
I ain't got time in daytime to be the whole listening.
You know, you, by the way, when you were doing, what were they talking about that I saw you on Meredith Vieira? Oh, fucking born again virgins. That was the topic
talking
about.
And what's your opinion on that, Yami?
Well, you know, I was 27 years old when I lost my virginity.
Right, 27. But that's why I brought
it
up. Yeah.
God damn, I was on my 9th abortion.
Yeah, no, you know I grew up.
I was on abortion number 9. By the time I got to 27.
Let me tell you something. I heard that hymen snap, crackle, and pop.
I believe it.
You know, but it was something I was holding out until marriage. I grew up in a very religious family. My grandfather's a bishop, my mother's a minister, my grandmother's a pastor. And I just don't believe in you know, once you pop it, you pop it. Now, if you want to recommit yourself to Christ or become celibate, call it what it is, but a person person who saves themselves for one person should have their own special thing the way you honor them. Don't bastardize it by saying I'm now re-virgin, because it's
not. Were you in a church? You grew up in a church all the time? You was in church all the time?
Yeah, I was in church from sunup to sundown.
So how much high? Because so was I when I was younger.
Yeah.
And how much humping did you do in there? We used to hump.
None. I was.
Oh, the kids. We humped.
No, I didn't do any of that.
We did so much humping.
I had friends that did everything. They called it everything but.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yes. In the church.
In the church, still saying they were virgins. Oh, yeah. Everything but. I didn't do anything.
No, that's
anything.
The,
but.
I had a friend that did anal.
Yeah.
So that she could.
That's
be
anything
a virgin.
But. Yeah.
That's
anything
awesome.
But. No. See. Oh, anything but. It's actually just but.
But.
Yeah.
But. Yeah. Right in the butt.
No. I was still 14 years old kissing the pole in my basement because I couldn't kiss anybody.
You were kissing
the
pole?
So I would practice on the pole
in
my basement.
Oh, okay. And what did you hump? Did you hump some? What did you with your hump of choice? A pillow?
You know
stuffed
what?
Animal?
I didn't really reach any type of sexual urges until I was like maybe 23, 24, and I started kind of dating for the first time. But no, I was real.
You didn't
cartoony.
Masturbate?
No.
Never?
What?
Mm-mm. I always thought Jesus was around, and I never had the earth. Like, I didn't. I
no,
was.
Yeah.
I lived in my private time as a kid, like Jesus was always there. So I'm always checking myself.
That's Jesus was the there. Same exact thing, because I had that you should never. And people act like they weren't told that, but I was told never.
Yeah.
You should never. Like, you might, but if everything goes. And you're supposed to think, what if Jesus. They would always tell you, imagine some Bible person was there watching you. Like, what if Moses were here?
Yeah.
What would you say if he? And what would he say? And I was like, you
what
know
a
what?
Perv, though,
motherfucker,
he's
you
around.
Have slaves, so right. Don't judge me.
I do feel weird now that my mother passed away in December, and every time I masturbate now, I'm going like this. Can she see me?
But you
she
never,
my mom. She would look away. She know a boy. She know what a boy likes.
My mom would go, Kurt, I found all these kind of stiff underwear behind the bed. She knew what the fuck it was.
Yes. Stiff underwear.
She knew goddamn
you
well.
You put your jerky drawers behind God.
Them. She's like, I don't remember buying you plastic underwear.
There was just a big pile of briefs that looked like a snake ball. You know when snakes meet?
Oh, God.
It was hard. Yeah. Just socks and shit. No regard.
Jerk off on everything.
I was so much more afraid of Santa than God when I was little.
Yeah?
Because, like, I had
did
met Santa.
Did he watch
Santa.
You masturbate?
Well, I don't know.
Well,
maybe.
He is German,
when
so.
When did you find out Santa wasn't real?
This is an embarrassing
what?
Story.
27.
This is an embarrassing story. So, like, when I was a kid, we used to, like, so we lived next door to my, because I grew up in the country, and, like, lived next door to my grandparents, and my dad was one of six, so I had, like, all these cousins and stuff, and every Christmas Eve, we'd gather together, and my grandpa would dress up like Santa, like in the full outfit.
Right.
But in my family, Santa's not nice. He's not jolly. He's not happy. He's a dick.
Well, maybe your grandfather's a dick. But
no, it was like from
Krampus.
It was from
Krampus.
his dad.
Right.
Like, it was a tradition that was carried down because dad was a real dick.
So what would he do? Like, bust and be like, hey, motherfuckers, take these goddamn toys and sit your ass down.
Kind of, but he wouldn't say fuck. He would come in and be like, and he, first of all, he would come in and he'd be like, oh, you guys. And he'd be really mad. He had spied on our parents. He'd talked to our parents before and been like, tell me about a time they were bad. So we'd sit on his lap and he would pull out this spy shit. Like, I heard that you had a bad attitude at basketball practice on Saturday.
Did you?
Yes, always. He was always right. Or like, I heard that you got in trouble for talking to Joe Laughlin in CCD. And it's like, he knows.
I would like, mind your business, old man.
Right. And then he would, send us. So in front of everyone, he would like, each individual kid, he would call them out for poor behavior, send us back to sit down without a present, be like, you guys don't deserve this.
Wow.
And then he would get up and make us sing We Wish You a Merry Christmas, make fun of our singing voices. Then he would hit on my grandma blatantly and be like, oh, I came all this way, and just like give us all presents and leave in a huff. And
that's
that was
awesome.
My Santa experience. But because I was so convinced that he was really the real Santa,
right,
that when I was like 8 or 9, my grandpa was like, he took his beard off in front of me and my other cousins that were around the same age. And like the idea was that we would learn that Santa was a thing adults did for kids to make them like happy and have a fun like holiday.
What kind of asshole adults would say this is the night where we break into them?
Right. Yeah. Well, so I was so invested in this Santa and I was so convinced that he was real that instead of being like, Santa's not real, it's just for fun, I was like, my grandpa's literally Santa. Like,
wow.
It's the real one. I thought he was like, I thought
Santa
he was
Claus.
Like a celebrity. And so then the next
You are a dumb kid.
But that is how people think.
I was like, it's got to be. It's the real one. And then the next day, Christmas morning, we're in the basement opening our presents from Santa. And my grandpa comes over and like is like, hey, you know, because we're like in, that's where the Christmas tree was. And he's like, hey, guys, how are you doing? And I was like, you gave us presents and you left them in our house. And he was like, okay. And like, he didn't realize that I didn't realize that he wasn't.
He wasn't.
Yeah. So
he's like, we got to keep an eye on that little one.
He was like,
she
going to
set a fire in his house.
Yeah, right.
She's going to burn his fucking house down.
You really couldn't recognize, what are you, like Lois Lane? That
I know, she said, she thought her grandfather was really
like,
Santa.
Really before
Santa.
That.
Yeah, before that, I was like, this Santa's real, and I was so committed to it being real that I thought when he took his beard off that he had to be real. And so it was like, I'm the oldest of three, and we didn't like watch much TV. We were in the country. So it wasn't until I was like 12 that I was like, oh.
Yeah. When you're a kid, you want to lie to yourself. Like, you know.
Aaron was like with a cup of eggnog, like Kaiser Soze. And drop like, it. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I think my brother knew before I did. He's 3 years younger than me.
This is what I want to ask Yamanika, because you never broke down because I had that in me too, like you're talking about, but I would break down and fucking whack one out. But I would always like promise God. You never did that where you're like,
no,
just one more run, Lord, and then this is, and then I'm gonna retire.
You gotta understand God.
No, you know what it was is
one more run.
It really was really in me, and I was also I had this weird thing where all the other kids wanted to grow up. I did not want to grow up. Like, I got depressed when I turned 13 because I was like, oh, it's almost over. I'm at the end of my life. And I was really depressed because they really, and I'm not going to say they did it to hold me back, but my grandma was like, you know, the thing is, when you get older, and my mother would say the same thing, you got to pay bills and you got to get a house. You know, you don't want to rush. You want to enjoy this time when we're taking care of you. You can do whatever you want, eat all you want, drink all you want, watch your cartoons. And I was like, yeah, I have a great ass life as a kid. I don't want to be an adult. So I was never fast like that. I was very slow.
Yeah, I get it.
Well, they always say that to kids, but usually kids don't buy it. It's funny. Like, you really were bought into every single thing.
But I didn't have any other kids.
You didn't have friends like that, though?
You're regular
Aaron Ryan. I was
the
only child. My mother's only child. So I grew up only child, even though I have half sisters, and I didn't have I didn't really have anyone there like whispering in my ear. It wasn't until I went down south in the summertime to go see my cousins, and by that time I was so locked into what I was doing.
And your cousin's like, what do you mean you don't suck no dick? We suck dick down here. You better suck a dick. Yamanika don't suck no dick. Grandma, Yamanika don't suck no dick.
No, I walked almost a mile home one day from down south because they told me I had to go down on this boy.
Oh, see?
And I said, no, I wasn't going to do it, or I wasn't going to get a ride. And so I wound up walking through the field, and that's when they had Bloody Mary, and they was like, don't say, you know, you had to go in the bathroom, say Bloody Mary, and she'd appear. And I was like, oh my God, I hope Bloody Mary don't appear, and it would, but I was not going to go down on that.
Wait, how old are you when you think Bloody Mary's real, and it's, you got to suck a dick? You got to pick an age.
No, let me tell you something. The only reason why I'm not with you on this Santa thing is because Santa got taken away from me very early.
Yeah,
very early, because I asked a lot of questions.
He's white.
No, because I asked a lot of questions. We had a fireplace, but it didn't open. Like, it was a fake kind of fireplace, and I was like, well, "Where's he coming from?"
Yeah,
you know.
And you had like a wood clipboard.
We had a wood stove. Nah. Like, we literally heated our house with a wood stove. Like, had a chimney and like chopped wood and put it. So it was like, okay, that could happen.
Nah, I wanted to know where he was coming from, and I want to know how come when I, because I wouldn't go to sleep, I would stay up.
I would try to stay
and
up,
and I would
too.
Sneak up, and I was like, I didn't hear nothing, and I put my cookies out and stuff like that. And then one year, my grandfather got me this trampoline that I wanted, and my grandmother put from Santa. And my mother was like, she said she told her, don't do that, but she put from Santa. And then my grandfather came in and was like, I bought that damn and you did that. Yeah. Oh, Santa, I bought that. Ain't no Santa.
I put
Santa
Daddy and Santa. I'm not just going to give some Santa all the credit.
Yeah,
it's like,
that.
Yeah, me and Santa went down there and picked it up for you.
It's just like a starter thing for kids to get used to believing in horse shit. But let me ask you this. How guilty did you feel when you did fuck for the first time?
Yeah.
Did you? Because I didn't lose my virginity until I was 21 21 maybe.
Yeah, both of us in your 20s.
And I remember the guilt, like the crushing.
Did you fuck
guilt.
Like a rabbit the first time? Like you were trying to get it all out?
Of course he was.
No, I got graded. The girl graded me.
What grade did you get?
She gave me an A-.
Wow.
Give me some.
Wait, don't high five. Like, this bitch he fucked was a pro at fucking. She didn't know what she was doing either.
No, she was a huge whore.
She still could be a bad whore, though. She don't know how to fuck. You can be a whore and not know how to fuck.
She was quite, because all the girls that would date me when I was, I don't know who you were with, but it was always like kind of, they were a little more mature than me, and they were like kind of hoary, and they liked that I had a churchy guy. Like,
yeah, because they
sorry to the callers, too. We had some callers come and call in. We had some callers call in. I was trying to get to the callers, but you know.
Yeah, let's get to a call.
But they're already off the thing. We'll try to get them to call back in the next hour.
Sorry, call back.
But we do appreciate you guys calling in, though.
Let me just say this. When you asked me about my virginity, when I lost it, it took me 2 days because I remember the guy put the head in, and I was like, wait.
Were you captured by the Taliban? Your ordeal.
She was in Nigeria.
He put the head in, and I was like, wait. Because I was like, no, wait.
That's a patient nigga.
His whole head?
2 days.
Yeah, his whole head got him in.
He lost his glasses
And I said, wait, because I didn't, I was like, am I ready for this?
Yeah.
And then he was kind of like, you know, and I said, get off me. And I left. And then I called my mother and I was like, Ma, kind of like, sort of, you think I'm a virgin? And my mother was like, yeah, you still a virgin if you want to be a virgin. And that's when I realized, no, you can't just be a virgin because you want to. I had a penis partially inside me.
Yeah.
So then I went back the next day and I was like, just finish the job. Up.
Go ahead, finish the scaffolding.
Wow. Finish him.
You could have a conversation with Mom, like, Mom, a head of a penis went in my vagina.
Not like that. Because I wanted prayer. You understand? I was very deep into it. And my grandparents got involved. They was praying on the phone. Like, it was a big thing.
They
because
prayed over your half
boner
hope.
Killer.
I gave you that penis.
My grandparents want to talk to you before we do this.
No, but that prayer, listen, I know that.
You know, you need to pray.
I grew up with that shit of all, you know, we got to pray on all this bullshit. But at 27, like, was your mom like, God, don't lose your virginity? Or was she kind of like, yeah, go ahead?
I mean, I didn't go to her like, my head dick kind of, I was like,
I know this
night.
Girl.
I said, last night, something kind of happened. I was with this guy. He kind of.
Your mother knew.
Got, you know, in places that he shouldn't have gone. And I don't know if I'm a virgin anymore.
What do you hope? What do you hope? Oh.
And she was like, well, what do you think? And I said, well, I don't know. I think I have to pray about it. And she was like, well, if you think you're a virgin and you still believe and you're pure, then you're a virgin.
Wait,
I was like, it doesn't work. I was thinking to myself, it doesn't work like that just because my mom said
it's
okay.
Did it pop? That's when you pop your. That time?
No, then I realized I probably could have still been a virgin because he went in the second time, I was like, oh, this is a complete different, a lot of shit changed.
Yeah. I had sex with a girl who was like 27, 28, and she had sex her whole life. She had boyfriends and all that. But her shit didn't pop, hymen didn't pop till I had sex with her.
Wow. I popped mine on a virginity.
And to this day, I still took a virginity.
I popped mine on a balance beam.
Oh my god!
When I was 11,
what I named my penis. Balance beam.
I was not humping it. I was a gymnast when I was younger. From when I was like 5 till when I was like 15, I was doing some flippy thing on the balance
beam. Like,
and I landed right on the my god
and
pole.
Did you bleed
and and like well what happened
Why
so I was,
that's
I was
how you
a
know.
Kid I was yeah. a kid and I was like small for my age and so I landed and it was like it hurt so bad and I felt like immediately
so
I had to go to the bathroom I go to the bathroom and I like have blood coming out of me and I was so scared because I had no idea. I had like not even kissed a boy. Obviously I was 11. I'd never even kissed a boy. My gymnastics coach came downstairs and she was like, it's okay. Like, it's okay. And then she started rubbing my back.
What if she would have came in? What if she would
have
came in?
That might have been your gymnastics. You know, they don't like for a girl to have their period and shit when they're in gymnastics because the periods slow you down for
hours. I was too thin until I was like almost 16 to even have my period.
What if the coach would have came in and went like this? I never saw nothing like this before.
I had that same balance beam situation, but my shit didn't pop.
Yeah.
But I felt like my head, wrong.
Yeah.
It was like the inside of my body was like shattered.
It's like there's a nerve that connects there to like the top of your head, and it's just like.
Did you grip? Because I remember when it happened to me, I gripped so hard.
Were you hymen? You mean your hymen?
No, my hymen didn't break on that, but I was running on we were trying to, you know, run across.
Yeah.
And I got almost halfway there, and where I fell was like where the bar was almost ending.
Oh, right
so
on
when
your
I
cooch?
Felt, yeah, and I literally, it was like I could hear 10. For some reason, I tasted 10 and felt 10 in my head, and like I was boing, boing. And then I remember I held on so tight because it was so painful that I slid underneath with my legs wrapped around. Because I felt like if I got off that thing, that my vagina would explode.
You know,
so I was trying
you
to
just
keep
described
the
date with me.
Hold on. Are you
just described every day that
like
I'm
when you get caught under the wheels of the subway and they can't pry you out, it's okay.
You're like, if we move you, you're going to die. So okay, we call your wife to come down here.
I have a similar story. I broke my hymen when I landed hard on my balls.
Oh, God. Caitlin, please.
Okay, no, she True can story. Share a story. Yeah.
Oh, I can't no, share a story I'm, with the girls.
I've already ejaculated no. too much in this conversation.
Oh, good God.
I don't have any more cum to hear the rest of this.
All right, we got to take a quick break. We're going to take a quick break.
We got Hari Ziad. How do I say it? Is it Hari Ziad? Ziad. Yeah.
Hari Ziad.
That's
welcome,
the other
brother.
Thing we'll get to. Yeah. All right. So let's take
All right. So we'll come back real fast. Race Wars. Dominique and Sound is there.
Race Wars. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's 2016, baby. Ready for a fresh start.
Yeah, that means new razors from Harry's Razors. I just got mine, Girardi.
That's right. You got yours. I got mine. The big box, right? We got the classic. We got a nice one.
Yeah,
that's
a nice big box. So it's time for you to go use the promo code RACEWARS at harrys.com.
That's
to get
right.
$5 off. So that's $10 for a month of shaving.
That's right. New year, same deal. RACEWARS, use that promo code. Get your $5 off. It's Harry's Razors.
It's probably the only time using the phrase Race Wars is going to do a good thing for you.
Let's Clean your face up. It's 2016, for the love of God.
Yeah. Harry's. I've decided to start shaving more for this New Year's.
I'm proud of you.
Now that I'm getting these razors.
Harry's, man. Go to harrys.com. Harry's Razors. Race Wars.
Race Wars.
Boom.
Check in and subscribe to your favorite show on comedyvoices.com. Powered by digital media. Find your voice. Stand Up Labs and UCB Comedy lead the way in bringing you one laugh after another on ComedyVoices.com, a digital media production.
Race Wars, be back, baby. I got mine. I hope you got yourself a gun. Got yourself a gun. You want beef? Hope you got yourself
what was
a
that?
Gun. That was Got Yourself a Gun. That was Nas. Nasty Nas. That was a classic right there. That's Hold a on. Message to our listeners to make sure they got themselves a gun.
Where the fuck they carry a gun?
Because we believe in that Second Amendment.
What?
To carry. Heat.
Would you carry heat? Like if you...
If I could carry it, I would carry it, yeah.
Yeah? Do you have any plans?
I got it in my house, though. I got it in my dwellings.
Really?
And I dares a motherfucker.
What do you got?
Because I'm the black hearse here to haul your ass in.
Oh, my goodness.
Sherrod, let me just say, I think that's terrific.
Okay, thank you, Trump.
I think everybody should have a gun. That's my policy. It makes things safer. It's true.
It's true. Yeah. I think you're right, Trump. I think...
Every kid, I don't give a shit. Everyone gets a gun.
So you're saying the kids should get them, too?
Kids. Whatever. Look, that's it, you know. They got to protect themselves. They're little. They got little tiny arms, little stupid legs, dumb toes. They got no way to... Look, they need some... Some real firepower to be safe. Trump 2016.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Trump.
I know. He has my vote more and more every day.
Who, Donald?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he shoots from the hip.
K-Bar, grab a pretzel,
He
buddy.
Shoots straight from the hip, that DT.
I just suddenly see, like...
Introduce our guest, Kurt.
Who,
Introduce
K-Bar?
Our...
Well, hold on. I want to fucking, when Karen gets back, finish this virgin fucking thing.
What? Virgin?
All of our virgin exploding blood stories that we have. Because we're talking about she's taking her sweet fucking time.
I
popped her fucking cherry. That's how she lost her virginity.
That's right. Yeah. I think I knew this.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cherry poppers up in here, son.
Wish she was so dog sitting.
You know what? The last time I think you talked about it, I said you wound up being her Bill from True Blood, because now that you popped her cherry,
you know
everywhere
what?
She goes, you know where her scent is.
Remember
True Blood? Once he sucked your blood, they know where you are.
Sucky Stackhouse. After Sucky Stackhouse got it.
When you said Bill, I'm thinking of Kill Bill.
No.
Oh,
Bill
wow.
from
you
True Blood.
I don't really watch True Blood like that.
Neither do I. You talk about Sucky Stackhouse, right?
Yeah, Sucky Stackhouse.
Yeah, and Bill, because he was in love with Bill.
Yes.
But she was
and
also
Eric
in love
Northman.
With Eric. Eric Northman. Oh, with his shirt off. Am I right?
Shut up.
Shut your face.
What? There ain't been a finer nigga on TV like that since
no, that's...
maybe Benedict Cumberbatch, but he got married and got dried up.
You were culturally fucking giving up the pussy right here. You name it Cumberbatch and Eric Northman. That's the whitest dude, two dudes. That Eric dude, you can see his fucking But his blood fucking vessels, he's so white.
Where the fuck? I'm trying to bring her in and talk about how I smashed her fucking pussy.
We'll talk about it. Introduce the dude. Can we introduce?
Because I don't want to get off the topic.
Oh, you don't want to get on topic. Okay,
I
want to
get off the topic and skip it. Goddamn,
Karen, get in
time.
Here and tell us how your pussy was bloody by Kurt's cock.
Yeah, this is really a fun.
For the love
this
of God.
Story sounds like it's going to be terrific. First it's true.
Yeah.
It's true. She's got a bloody pussy.
Oh,
what happened?
Oh, wait, Hari, switch with her for 1 second. I'll bring Hari in. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry, Hari. We got a little.
Kurt's a mess over there. The Kurt corner is a mess.
Oh, my God.
The Kurt corner.
People digging my pretzels and shit.
And loud, too. I love Karen, that. Wait. Let me get a pretzel.
The pretzel's from the room, you animal.
These are just potatoes.
Yeah,
them.
I mean, you asshole.
Oh my God. Unbelievable.
Now, oh, okay. John's like, hurry up. Tell him about your pussy. All right.
How old were you?
Come on, Karen. Pussy. Bloody pussy, Karen. Come on. Get
in
your
fucking cunt. I was like Aaron. I was a skinny little kid who didn't hit puberty till I was too old to start that. And then I was scared of wieners. And then I was scared of people.
Okay. It's the first season of Felicity. Go.
And then the first person I really, but I have an ego on me. Like you're not going to fuck me if you're not going to be into me. Like I still had that, even though
you
I was a
bitch.
Loser.
I
was
know. They got to be into you
bitch.
Too.
Yeah. So I was an uppity bitch. And then I met Kurt, who I got respected me as a person, you know? And I was like, and it was like heading in a wiener direction.
My lies
a wiener direction.
So
think of how hard it is.
I respect you as a person.
He gamed me so hard fell for it. No, that it's the opposite of that. Like he, you know how he talks to you like a human being, like
charming.
Even though you have a pussy, like so he did that, and I went
don't have
for
any
it.
Game. I'm like I'm bad.
Right, he doesn't
he
game
no
you.
Game.
So I was.
He barely has
for
a working respiratory system.
So the story is this: I'm dog sitting for a comedian. She tells me this was in college, 21. I would just like my sister who lost her virginity when she was 16, and it was a humiliation for me because I still hadn't done shit.
You got beat
so
out.
I'm dog sitting.
Well, your sister's better at it.
Fuck yeah, she's better at it. I don't want to talk about that. That's
hey, some of you get it, some of you don't get it. Yeah.
So sorry, Shelby. So she specifically goes. She goes, thank you for watching my dog. Please, whatever you do. Don't fuck on the bed. You can fuck on this beanbag. You can fuck on a couch. She goes, I know you're dating Kurt Metzger. Please don't fuck on my bed. And I was like, no problem. So not only
she's like, I'm gonna have to get a hazmat
only,
team in here.
Because
huh?
It was Kurt, but you couldn't.
Yeah. She goes, this is my rule for people who dog sit. Like, fuck anywhere you want, not my bed. That's my sacred bed. And I was like, okay. I was like, you got it, girl. So,
I would fuck right on the bed too.
So what were we watching? What movie were we watching?
I Am Legend.
We're watching I Am Legend. One thing obviously leads to another.
As it does when you're watching I Am Legend.
Okay.
What did it? The part where the dog died?
And I was like, you too. Like, it's not like we hadn't tried. It was just that it hurt me. So it was, you know, there was like a couple tries and then we were like, let's go for it. So we did it. Yeah. And it felt crazy. I was like, for sure, I'm not a virgin because it hurts like a bitch. And highly unpleasant for me. Probably not the best for him either. And then I thought
you
I
take
was...
what you can get as a dude.
So... I
slam it in the door. Who cares?
Yeah.
The tighter it is, the more they like it. He liked that he was hurting you.
Yeah,
I mostly like the tears.
I think it was upsetting. I think everybody was
you're
very
a fool,
upset.
Karen. He liked hurting you.
So I thought I was clever, and I cleaned up the evidence, and I was like, you can't even
that's
tell anything happened.
On the bed?
Yeah.
Oh, y'all fucked on the bed and the blood?
Yeah, you know what happened?
Why
I
would you virgin fuck on there?
The pillows. It was on the pillows. It looked like when my dog attacked my sister. Like, it looked not.
Oh, my God.
It looked very long.
Wait.
It was
you
real.
Packing like that or your shit tight like that?
Both
small.
Of those things.
Both. A little bit of both.
What'd you tell the girl?
He's a little packing and I'm very small.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
What did you tell the owner of that bed?
That I hadn't fucked in it.
You got the blood stains out?
I lied. Yeah. I thought so, but I didn't check the mattress and or the pillows.
It went through the sheets onto the mattress?
It was so bad, Sherrod.
You filthy so animals.
And on top of it, like, I broke her lamp. Like, I just fucked her whole house up.
What did she do?
With my virginity.
That's what that dick can do to you.
She fired me without telling me what. She was just like, I'm not going to require your services anymore.
And I replaced her lamp with like three different lamp options. Like I really felt bad about it. And that was, she didn't bring it up with me for a while.
She was like, oh, how come every time
this
I put my...
This is someone everyone knows, which is why it's extra
every
embarrassing.
Every time I put my head on my pillow, I feel, taste a penny. The blood still on.
Anyway, the best is how blood clever vapors. I thought I'd been cleaning it up. I could never get away with a murder.
Well, the bottom line is that's why we don't talk to Meredith Vieira anymore.
Okay. Well, I can understand that. Now I understand the whole story.
All right, I have to go, you guys. So I'm going
to
bail out now.
Caitlin,
I have so much to do.
What do you have to do, Caitlin?
I've got to put my face on. I've got a big day tonight.
Oh.
Yeah, with a gentleman caller.
Oh.
Yeah, and he can get in the front. You know how my business is a little higher.
Oh.
A lot of girls, you know, probably like Karen here.
Right.
The hole's right at the goes down.
Oh,
mine's
it's a downward.
Mine's more forward.
Oh, it's
which
like
is
a...
fun. They can come straight at me. Is yeah, it... baby. What? What's wrong with it? You got a problem? You better not. I think it looks good. You can see it straight on.
Does it whistle when you walk?
It whistles when you walk, baby. Yeah, baby.
To my favorite thing ever still is when Brian McCarthy we had on here.
Right.
Because he got all coked up and they got some kind
Brian.
Of prostitute, some transsexual who had the operation.
Right.
And the hole, it didn't work at all, like the pussy hole.
So I'm sure had, I don't.
They had to use the butt, but he said it looked like the hole in the wall they pulled Carol Ann out of in Poltergeist. Thanks, Kyle.
She was full of exoplasm. Yeah. All right, good night, Kyle. Good night. All right, let's get to
Hari. Okay, so
yes.
do you remember this post, Shirahadi, at all?
No.
All right, Hari wrote a thing called Five Reasons. Hold on, I'm pulling it up right now. Five
Hari,
Reasons.
Hari, what's your name again?
It's Hari.
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 Yes. Hari.
What's your last name?
Ziad.
What kind
oh,
of
Hari
name is that?
Ziad. Hari. Why you made it seem so difficult, Kurt?
I keep saying Hari. It's Hari. But what kind of name
most
is that?
Most people usually think it's Hari. My first name is an Indian name. My mother was Hari Krishna.
Oh.
No shit.
I know you had a different kind of seasoning to your black.
Yeah. That's my cousins are all that. All my cousins
really?
Are Hari Krishna. Yeah, my mom went Jehovah, and then they were like angry Catholics. So one sister, and look exactly alike. One sister went into that, being a Hari Krishna.
Yeah,
and now
yeah.
I lived in Tennessee in a very Hari Krishna area.
Yeah.
There's a lot of little religious.
Make a little
yeah.
community.
Yeah.
A little community.
Are
in
you
Tennessee?
No, I don't practice.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Cleveland.
Okay. That was a lot of
no
Hari
shit.
Krishnas there or no?
No.
That's where she got into
of,
it.
There weren't a lot of black Hari Krishnas either. Anywhere.
Dude, my family's from Euclid. Now. That's where I grew up when I was a kid in Euclid. And that's how she fucking found it. And then her husband's the lawyer for the whole religion.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
they're
yeah.
rich as fuck now. They did the whole temple.
They picked
everything.
The right one. They picked the right religion.
Yeah.
I know. Well, go ahead. The post was what? Now, what was the
oh,
Hari?
So his
Hari.
Thing was, five reasons I refuse to call myself an ally and why I use turncoat instead. Now, are you familiar with this term ally?
No.
Aaron, are you familiar with the term ally?
Yes.
I know Hari is familiar with it. Do you have ever heard this before? Like, if you help a cause or maybe I shouldn't define it. Why don't you define what an ally means, Hari? Because you wrote the article.
Yeah.
So what is it, just generally, because I know you don't call yourself that clearly from the article, but what is it generally used to mean?
It usually means someone who isn't a part of a marginalized community who supports that cause, ostensibly.
Yeah.
Like when I said for that. Reparations, that's me being an ally.
Right.
But it's like a word, it's a con. I see it, because I read all these fucking blogs constantly, so people use it a lot. It's like
yeah.
a lefty college word that is popular to use, you know? Like, I'm an ally. I'm a male ally to feminists, you'd say.
I mean, I know what ally means. I thought this
yeah.
we were using it in another context. Okay.
Well, they are, though. You're right about that. Because how I find what in the context, it just means bitch. Like I would
oh,
never call myself an ally. I'm like,
now
not,
I got the mic back. Yeah. Is
what happened? They took it away.
I was too far away.
I was
just
too far
now.
Away.
Oh, because you had your pretzels. That's
see,
fine.
I listen, everyone.
Now, what's the article? Now, break that article down for us, Ari.
Yeah.
So probably the reason why you guys haven't heard it in this context is because it's mostly in around like movement work. So I work with marginalized communities. I write on race, gender, sexuality. So you get a lot of white people and men and straight people who want to help out in these causes. And
okay.
they usually are the ones who define themselves as allies. I'm just as annoyed
right.
by the term as you.
Yeah, it is annoying. I'm totally
annoyed.
It's like people trying to help out, but
it's just fucking like Jamie Kilsteinitis, where you're like, I'm here to listen.
Matt McCrory for what's his name?
Yeah, from Orange is the New Black.
Who's always like posting pictures of like a new race book that he's reading and like, look at me with my shirt off, that kind of thing.
Okay.
And like expecting a support, and usually you get it because I don't know. That's what it is, and that's what I have a problem with. And so that was the article.
Where do these movement
words... So he's like pandering for these allies?
Well, no, what he's saying is I call myself... You say you should call yourself a turncoat instead.
Well,
so
I don't call
that.
Myself a turncoat. I think that you should try and be more of what the term turncoat signifies.
Which is what?
Which is not pandering or like putting yourself front in the front to, you know, get these points and cookies for doing work for other people, which is what a lot of allies do.
Yeah.
I should get a cookie.
Give blood.
Cookies are nice. I understand the want for cookies. But to actually be in the position where you are, which is to have some sort of position, some sort of privilege, and go from there. So instead of taking up space, trying to talk over people who you claim to want to help, you're...
Stop. No, I'm doing it.
You're that, like, in my position, you're a male-identified person who is, you know, taking a step back, letting women lead on feminist issues or something like
that. Let them do their own shit.
And also analyzing the shit that you have to unpack. So there's a lot of shit that you
clean it out your own emotional house.
Right.
When you talk about unpack, because that's another one that I'm fucking... Where do these, like, movement words come from? Like, they're... I mean, they all just bug the fuck... And even when I agree with the people, I fucking hate their words.
I hate when anybody... When too many people use just shared
Kurt,
speech.
You hate a lot of shit.
But so you guys, do you. That's
I do,
why we're
but...
friends.
Yeah. I mean, you've noticed how quiet I was because, Hari, I didn't know if you came in here and this was some type of, you know, fuck with Yami segment.
Oh, you thought he was doing a character? No.
So I was like really quiet. Because I was like, where is this shit going? And then I was going to pack my... Me and Becky were going to get the fuck up out of here.
We keep you on your toes in here.
We already tap danced enough the first part of this damn show.
Yami's a word bully.
But I like what I'm hearing. And I so, yeah.
Yeah, he's writing your hashtag fucking wheelhouse, huh?
I'm trying to find
it.
You guys are talking about allies. One thing I noticed just kind of being like a feminist blogger for a long time was that I think the feeling behind it is a good feeling, but I think a lot of times the way it manifests is like the people that are the loudest allies are the people that really want to just fuck feminists because they're reliably on birth control.
You know they'll get the abortion.
Yeah, right. It's like you don't have to worry about anything. All of these girls have IUDs. It's
fine. They do.
It just sort of seemed like they either wanted attention or they wanted access to the population. They didn't really care about helping people ultimately. And I don't know if that's been your experience, but that was...
Well, we're a social animal, humans. You want to be around people.
Yeah, but don't cloak your boner in sanctimony. Just go fuck.
Yeah, just, I mean, if that's what you—that's who you are, then just...
I like that, Aaron. That sounds real nice.
Well, you know, I've never been involved with like a movement like that where you have... Because I always constantly read these things, and they're always like... My whole post about it was not even because your article's probably fine. It was just even that shit where I constantly read like these lefty things where it's like, now listen up, so-called allies. It's time to hear some, and you're not going to like it. And it's what you deserve. And there's a million of them.
Oh, my God.
Now, why do you keep reading if you see that shit?
Well, the same reason why you would listen to Rush Limbaugh if you don't like Rush Limbaugh. It's fun to fucking look at it. But
I watch everything.
But this is the thing, like, constant, I constantly see those things, these little, like, bickery things about how to be the right ally, and it's playing like, games. Shit, because you know somebody like Trump or whatever is not going to listen to this shit.
Right.
All this shit, I don't mean you specifically, all this shit always where it's, like, yelling at people who are already on your side. I mean, if they're called allies, it seems like, well, I can't get to this guy that I'd like to yell at, but I know these pussies will sit and listen to
me. Yeah, just like you get jumped in the street, but you go home and beat up your family. Fucking cowards.
It's like you don't really want it. You don't really want change. You just want someone to feel bad about it.
That's what I take it as a lot. And I didn't mean you specifically, but my post was, this is how Trump's going to get elected, is this... Like worrying about like this kind of shit with people that are already on your team, you know?
Right. Not everybody's on the team,
right.
though.
Like I sometimes think of it as like if you are you can't you you're on drugs or something and you can't drive and you need someone to drive you home in right. your expensive car and someone can't drive and they offer to help, that's not help. I don't want you driving my
expensive
car.
Can I say something
car.
Real quick?
Yeah.
Brother, just don't try to speak well with them. Just jump to the shit because eventually it's going to be so much dippity dapping around. You're going to have to just drop it down. You know what I mean? Like all of this trying to get these niggas a thesis ain't going to help.
What are you, his guide through campus?
Because I know because when I come here, I got to act like a true nigga. I'm just saying, we got to get it.
Goddamn right.
We don't ever trigger that in you. You come in here ready to be a true nigga.
Over here shaking like a damn bowl of Yakami. He only got an attention span of a damn gnat and he's trying to like... You know,
stop acting like you made an honest effort to do what he was doing. Number one,
no, yeah, you did not do that.
You jumped. I come in and say how I used to be against the idea of reparations for slavery, and now I'm for it. And she and I'm trying to get into like what I got into to change my mind. She's just, you were against it, as if
she's stuck on that. She couldn't let that go. He already said that's the old me.
As if that's unusual.
It's like from rags to riches. You was in rags.
Wait, you're knocking your shit over, y'all.
She's out of control.
Yeah. And then...
What's this rag shit about? He's like, oh, I'm rich now. I knew what the rag's about. Okay, security.
And then Yami tried to bring her Meredith Vieira energy in.
That daytime nonsense. Meredith Vieira.
What's the... It was just called Meredith Vieira?
Yeah, the Meredith Vieira show.
So every old white bitch gets to have a gang of fucking... Like yeah. a daytime, like, what do you guys think?
What do you think, my fucking... Yeah.
Barbara Walters really fucking kicked that
she
whole
turned
thing
that
off.
Into that, yeah. She
I
did.
I heard she's kind of shitty, too, to like...
She was great to me. I worked around her for a long time.
No, to like whoop
Yamanika has left the building for however long this conversation is going. You not well, messing with my
you
white
ain't going
money?
Nowhere. Yeah. Well, you ain't going nowhere with this extra from different worlds sitting across from you.
Don't worry.
You look like
this extra from different worlds staring at you. You ain't going nowhere.
Don't worry. We'll
Dwayne Wayne about to get up in there.
We'll still I'll hear the it. Crunching. While
that's what I'm
this.
Saying. And nigga, you what the fuck you talking about? Different strokes?
Yeah.
Okay, nigga.
I already call myself Gary.
I mean, you can't be
did
nice
you steal
to
my
nigga.
Gary Coleman joke? Oh shit! I dropped some shit in there.
Oh my god!
You got me dropping shit
stop.
In the panel.
And don't crunch into the mic, sir.
I can't do shit. I can't even breathe on this motherfucker.
Can we get a quieter snack than pretzels?
What? Are we...
It's like can I guess chew on like ice pudding? While they're
yeah. Why is it not? Why is that all we have is the crunchiest things in this building to snack on?
Who wants tacos?
Oh my god.
Holy shit. Pass the Cracker Jacks. Eating the loudest snacks we got in the building.
Should be nothing but go-gurts in this building.
And then you hear like the slurping.
That's worse.
What, hey, what movements are you with specifically? Like who do you work with? Doing
well, I write, so I freelance for a bunch of places, and I run my own site called RaceBaiter.
Oh, RaceBaiter. That's a nice, that's a good name.
It is.
Yeah. I RaceBaited earlier.
That's fun. And a lot of my work revolves around, like I said, race, gender, sexuality issues.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not officially a part of any organization, but... The movement for Black Lives
right.
is something that I very heavily support in my writing. And
yeah, I support it every time I wake up in the morning. Black Lives Matter.
Just by eating those pretzels, you're helping to sustain Black life.
But I get what you were saying about earlier, but I think that's what I was trying to say in that piece too. A lot of times you're yelling at other people without talking about like the shit I have to unpack. And in that piece, it's all about like what I am doing and what I could do better as someone who says that I support women and someone who says I support all of these other communities.
I saw your, where is it?
I get it.
What did you say?
How long you lived in New York?
I've been here for... Going on 7 years.
7 years.
Yeah. Where are you from originally?
Cleveland.
Okay. Yeah. How your family feel about you living here? They'd be like, you uppity when you come home?
No.
He's like, oh, you look Mr. Electricity.
I'm one of 10, so...
Are they still Hare Krishna?
My dad's Muslim, so my last name is actually...
Your father's Muslim and your mother's Hare Krishna? Yeah.
Y'all don't have a movie coming out?
It wasn't a Christmas tree within 17 miles of you.
I was laughing at your conversation about Christmas earlier because of that.
Where are they both from?
My mother is from Ohio. My dad is from Tennessee.
Oh, so they're both American.
Yeah, they're both black American.
And all right, so that explains how a Muslim could be, I guess, with Hare Krishna, because it's not that kind of Muslim.
Right.
What kind of Muslim
is it? What kind of Muslim is it? That like a fat ass? What are you trying to say?
Because in all the fucking other countries, it's crazy how much they don't tolerate that shit.
Other religions, you mean, yeah.
I mean, there ain't no Hare Krishnas running around freely in Muslim countries.
Yeah, the only reason they don't tolerate banging other ones because everybody who's like them can see them doing it.
Well, a lot of these places, it's like the rules, like they can fuck the outside of their religion, but a Muslim woman definitely can't be with a non-Muslim man. It's just like a controlled woman. They all have always that shit.
That's why I love dating Muslim women.
I know. I feel like it's an achievement if I fuck
it. I know.
We were talking about the Christian thing before of like just doing it in the ass to not.
Yeah.
That's how I know. I used to date this Christian girl. Everybody's like, oh, dude, she's not going to fucking want to fuck her. I'm like, dude, I know exactly what she's going to want to do. It's going to be anal, butt. Like first or second date. And sure enough.
That's definitely white Christians. Cause Black Christians, Zane, you ain't going to. You'd be lucky you get the ass, son.
In the Jehovah's, they do, though.
I had to refer to as Catholic third base.
Did you. Now, let me ask you. So, did you have to grow up as Muslim or Hare Krishna or both?
I grew up going to like both places of worship, but I grew up mostly Hare Krishna. And then, like, my extended family were all Christian. So, I basically grew up with like three different.
So, they
religions.
Both did their own thing, your mom and dad. They went to their own separate place.
Yeah. It was,
so, how did they determine what the children were going to do?
I don't even know. My mother was very involved. Like, she's like a minister.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess because she was so much more invested in that kind of stuff, then we all just
gravitated that way. Yeah.
Did your dad just do some time, and that's what his?
No.
But because my aunt, when I went to their place in Tennessee, they had a separate room with a shrine with little idols and expensive jewelry hanging off this shit, like room. That's and I was a Jehovah's Witness kid, so idolatry, of course, is terrible.
Right.
So when I went in the room,
Satan lives here?
Yeah, no, that's in my head. I'm like, oh my God, I'm a demonic energy probably. I'm like 12. But your dad is a Muslim. I mean, that's so like the anti-Muslim shit.
They both went through a lot of different religious phases. So I guess from that, they were able to
come together
in their minds.
Does your daddy have a beef with Patty selling the patty pies? Because you know the Muslim pies, you can get them on the streets for $3 also. So
now pies. They're in competition.
You don't know patty pies?
Patty LaBelle's pies.
Oh. Yeah, I would have a serious problem if Patty moved in on my territory.
He doesn't sell pies, but
he doesn't. Okay. See how his shit has rubbed off on me? I would have never said that before I walked through these damn doors.
But did they have a problem with you being gay? Because that's what I read in the article. You said you.
Yes.
Your mother does. Your mother does.
Now why you assume he gay?
Wait,
because he know how to dress.
I read the article.
Are you gay?
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Damn. I got to go. I thought he was available.
He said it was your volume that did it.
Did your mom have a problem? Like, in Hare Krishna, is that I remember they kind of seem similar to our thing, but are they against being a homosexuality like that?
For her, I think it was more her Christian upbringing that played a bigger role in it. It's not, I mean, it is kind of still a problem, but not really as much in.
Why didn't you just say to her, don't judge me, you niggas tap dance at the airport on the weekends? Well, right? Ain't that what they used to do? Tap dance and shit with the robes?
Maureen,
and the
why
damn...
didn't you call your mom a nigger? You didn't think
any
that was
reason, any reason.
She's good. They're good now. They're,
is it because you, because they're more comfortable with your, like you, the seeing
it's,
it, it's it actually happen?
I wasn't allowing them to just be allies.
There we go.
I was like, you must be a turncoat.
How old are you, man?
I'm 23.
Okay, so when
you
you're young
as
shit.
At Wild what point did early. You feel like you were gay or know you were gay? With like,
well, I actually don't identify as gay. I call myself queer, probably another word that you.
Yeah, I love saying queer.
What's the difference?
Oh, yeah, what is the difference?
Because I'm one of an ally of the gays.
Yeah, so.
Or should I say turncoat? Am I gay? Because I'm in Fire Island all the time. I'm a splash.
That's
therapy.
A fag hag. Like fag hag is the term.
It's less about less about what you call yourself.
Watch
and more
my
about
eyelashes.
What you
I forgot the classic term.
It's the gold standard.
It was just merely fag hag.
It's fag hag.
What is the difference? I didn't hear because I was giggling like an asshole.
Queer is more of less static. Thing, if I'm putting it in
just
very simple
oral?
Term.
What do you mean?
I know what you're saying.
Like you bisexual almost?
Not necessarily. It's just...
It's queer.
Instead not restrained.
Instead of being restrained.
Like,
by,
if you had
like
to marry, fuck, kill everybody in this room, who would you pick? Go.
That's a good. That was good.
Yeah, that's how
and
you
remember,
think.
Her hymen is already gone. So.
And I lost my virginity to Kurt, so I'm wide open to everybody.
Yeah. Man, you want to follow that paper trail?
She knows how to sniff out a queer. Get our queer sniffer.
Answer the question, Hari.
And remember,
well,
Sherrod,
I'm just assuming all the bitches is dead.
Sherrod got that multi-purpose dick, that Neapolitan ice cream, and his balls are real dark and his shaft is like light and black.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Sherrod's dick looks like astronaut ice cream.
Yes. It's 2% head, 98% shaft heavy.
I don't want to fuck none of y'all, man.
No, it's not a choice. Lock the door. We take it, motherfucker.
I'm always used to being at the bottom of the list.
Stop it. Stop trying to turn. Now you're being an ally to yourself. I'm always on the bottom of the list. Somebody say something sweet to me.
Shut up, nigga. I don't hear fish, baby. You nigga.
She was fishing, boy.
No, it wasn't. Nigga, I don't know how to fish.
I'll stick it in you, Yanni. Hold on. I'll do it.
I'll stick it in you.
Well, I could use that tripod over there in the corner. Okay, keeping it real. Yeah, you ain't the only one with big shit around here.
Oh.
Do you find with these kind of movements and shit that the people, you know, there's like, because I always end up, because you seem like a nice guy, and I always talk, I read these articles and I talk to the people, and most of the time I like them, you know, but is there like one or two or three like really just kooky broads that just want to yell at a white bitch, and that's really what, we're the main, because that's what I get from it. They'll be like, I read, do you ever read Diary of a Negress, of a Mad Negress? It's a blog.
I have not.
Oh, she's great.
How did it fall into your hands, is my concern.
I look it up, and they're fucking great.
That's what I want to know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I feel like for a lot of us, it's, we hold so much in all day, and then we just like let it go.
Right, yeah.
But I mean, I don't, it's so funny because when people read my stuff, they sometimes say that I sound mean or like I'm just yelling at people.
You kind of bitey? But is it bitey?
Cheeky? I don't know.
You know, dude, what part of it is people don't read the whole fucking thing and they go by the headlines first.
And don't finish
and the buzzwords.
Right.
Yeah.
And Aaron was the first, because I had no idea this whole time until we first had Aaron on, was that the people that write the articles aren't picking the titles. Like,
no,
the editors.
Editors
just,
will sometimes
it's just putting a fucking thing. So when I have people on, where I, oh, the guy that didn't like your cousin, Chris Rock.
Oh, yeah.
What was that kid's name?
Sherrod.
I can't. I will
not. We got him on Gnome's podcast, and I want Michael.
Oh,
Eric,
yeah,
something.
The young dude. Yeah.
By the way,
Michael Eric Dyson? He is
No, not Dyson.
Oh.
Oh, have mercy.
But by the way, this kid was obviously queer, but I think not out. So when I met him, it became clear what all his thing was. He was just gay and couldn't fucking, so it's all white people did it to him. But this is what the fuck did I want to ask you now? Oh, when you talk about unpacking and shit, what happened?
We got 2 minutes.
Before what?
The show's over.
Are you fucking kidding me?
We go by. We say it every week. We got to add another hour at some point.
God damn, man.
The fans are asking for it.
We're going to have to make this show longer.
It's
got to
be, I think 3 hours might be. We got to talk money and stuff with Sirius, though. The white man ain't going to just have us doing it.
I will get chafed.
We got to work it out.
From a show that long.
Then we definitely doing it. Then we definitely doing it.
Or maybe not a show. Fast, all right. Well, Hari, we'll have to have you back.
We have to have you back, man. Yeah. Definitely. I want to have him on with Tommy, too, so we can try to
explore. Yeah. We're not homo Tommies in here.
Yeah. Tommy's our go-to.
Our buddy Go-To-Gay Tommy.
Go-To-Gay Tommy. He's a part of the show.
I fought with on Twitter.
And now he's family.
Yeah. Go to get Tom.
So maybe it's you think all these people are assholes and they're not. Maybe you need to look.
It's him. It's him.
Right now.
It's no problem.
I've been saying this at the top of the show three or four years ago when I first came on.
Hour.
Now,
oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, no, first
I'm
before.
I'm looking at your eyelashes here and I don't appreciate you left your Mr. Potato Head parts all over the place.
They do look like it because the pretzels are here.
There's like pretzels.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to let y'all know, Kurt will be making sure that I don't pass through these doors no more. So it's
what?
Been nice.
We always bring you. What are you talking about?
I know. We love you guys.
Let them know that we'll be in Lexington this weekend. Let me end the show.
Yes, we will be in Kentucky.
Yeah, Yamanika's coming down with me, Tracy. We're going to be in the comedy off Broadway.
Yes.
We're doing 5 shows down there in Lexington, Kentucky.
4.
whatever.
Mm-hmm. What do you
I'm
guys
talking about the show I'm doing in my hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
What are you promoting?
I'm going to need you to help with the decorations.
Yeah, we're in Lexington, Kentucky. We have shows there at 8 and 9, I believe.
Let them Google that shit. Wrong. You don't got to give okay. them specifics.
It's right, comedy off
Broadway. They got buffalo wings. If y'all like buffalo wings, they got that too.
If you're in Rochester, I'm going to be in Rochester tomorrow through the 16th at the Comedy Club.
Nice.
Yeah, so come out and see me for, I don't know, those days. Rochester, New York.
Booyakashat.
Yeah, what do you got, Hari? What do you promote? You got anything going on you want people to look at?
Your website? What's the name
your
of
website.
Your?
Oh, yeah, my website is RaceBader without an E at the end, so BAITR.
RaceBader.
RaceBader.
All right.
And don't forget to listen to Cross the Mouth. Our last episode is called So Jewy, So Fast with Danny Cohen, his brother, and Go2 Gay Timey, who just got back from Israel and is no longer calling it Palestine.
Yeah. He got some
that son of a bitch.
And after you listen to that, listen to Rand and Raven with Yamanika and Chloe. Danny yes. Cohen is on there 2 weeks ago.
Check out Vocative, where I'm a deputy editor. Check it out. We do news, NatSec, culture, all kinds of stuff.
Erin's real estate has gone way up since being on the show.
I mean, we gave her a life. That's what I like to say. We gave Erin something to live for.
Into this desiccated Irish husk.
We paid it for it for this proddy, for this fiend cunt.
Anybody else got a thing? K-Boy?
That's it. Yo, Race Wars, we love you. We see you next week.
All right, bye.
Peace.